It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, one of my favorite interviews of the year. It's the annual Strawberry Days interview. The 122nd annual Strawberry Days, by the way, coming up this weekend. Angie Anderson, of course, has been it's technically the president of the Glenwood Chamber, right? Yes. It's not executive director. It's the president of the chamber. Mm-hmm. And the entire command staff is here with us today. Joni Bates is membership development VEEP. And then Tara Harmon, the new kid. Surprised you just didn't send her in, as a kind of initiation or something like that, to just let her deal with me for 30 minutes. Tara Harmon is special events. So primarily your job is, the most visible piece of your job is Strawberry Days.
Yes.
So how is your first Strawberry Days as the big kahuna, the head honcho?
It's not terrible by any means. It's going well.
When did you come on, by the way, with the chamber?
December. Late December.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So really you came on right when the rubber is starting to meet the road with, a lot of things had been done, because I know Strawberry Days is a year-round planning and mm-hmm. all of that, but really the last-minute stuff is kind of where you came in.
Not really, actually. Really? I came in pretty much at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So, we had just a few things done when I started, and so it's really been go from the get-go.
Every time you change leadership in an organization, which obviously Angie is the boss, but Strawberry Days is kind of your baby, right?
Yes.
So anytime you change that type of high-level position, the new person always feels like they have to change something, just to make sure that they have their fingerprint on it. So what have you changed about this year's Strawberry Days?
I don't think I've really changed much, quite honestly. I think that, it kind of runs itself, which is wonderful. And so I've just hopped on board and been going with the flow. And I didn't want to change too much this year because it's a lot. And, once you start changing things, it makes it a little bit more difficult. And I just wanted to kind of ride the wave and see what it was like and get a feel for it before I do make any changes, if I do.
If I remember right, I think I asked you probably a similar question, Angie, when you took over the chamber from Marianne Virgili a few years ago. I think you had a similar answer, particularly with Strawberry Days. I think it's gone on for so long, and people are so used to Strawberry Days being the way it is. Mm-hmm. If you made a change, you would have to, it would have to make a lot of sense to everybody, because it's just happened the same way for so long. That's what everybody looks for.
Yeah. I kind of think of it as a move-in ready house. So, things are going well. You get in there and you kind of figure out, maybe you want to switch out some light fixtures or minor things. But overall, the chamber and Strawberry Days, I would say, are move-in ready and doing just fine as they are, but tweaks are always happening.
Oh, sure. That's just the event business.
Yep.
I think. Joni, you referred to the three of you as the three musketeers when you walked in. Explain that comment.
Well, we're together all the time, and I think that we make a great team, and I think that Three Musketeers was a great team. So
how, as the membership director, right, you're basically in charge of soliciting businesses to become members of the chamber and then taking care of them, taking care of us once we are members. So what involvement do you have with Strawberry Days? Or do you have something special that you do over and above that for Strawberry Days?
Well, my biggest baby with Strawberry Days is the Miss Strawberry Days Scholarship Competition, which I've totally made big changes to this year, unlike really? Strawberry Days.
So see, the more some things change, the more other things don't, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we will get to actually Miss Strawberry Days. There are several events related to Miss Strawberry Days that actually happen. They're kind of the unofficial kickoff to Strawberry Days, really, because they happen earlier in the week, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So maybe that would be a great place to start if we're going to go down the schedule.
Well, sure.
I know there's always Thursday and Friday events the week of Strawberry Days. I'll let you take it from there. So what is the first Miss Strawberry Days event?
The first Miss Strawberry Days event actually isn't open to the public, but it's tomorrow, and it's our big day of judging. So the contestants are in front of the judges all day long tomorrow.
Is this kind of like American Idol?
Yeah.
Where are they?
But it's a huge day for the contestants, so they're really excited about tomorrow.
So since this is not open to the public, take us inside. What typically happens?
The contestants arrive at 9 o'clock. The judges will be all set up. And the first thing they do is go in for their interviews individually. So that's usually a 15-minute process. Each contestant, we have 14 contestants this year. And while that contestant is in for their interview, the other ones are working on their posters and thank you cards, just getting ready to go in and talk to the judges. And they have like 10 questions they have to answer when they go in there. They're going to be talking about their creative projects and the new part of the competition this year, which is the Athena component that I've added, and I'm pretty excited about.
What is the Athena component?
It's a leadership program through Athena International, and it was funded by the Nancy Reinisch, her mother's foundation, her mom and dad's foundation. So before Nancy passed away, she made sure we got money to fund this program and the Athena program. So right before she died, she made sure that money was in our pockets so we could get these programs off the ground.
She was working up until the absolute last minute.
Yes, she was.
On those things that were really important to her.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible.
I know.
And of course, was it February that we lost Nancy?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the memorial was in May. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, just amazing. Some people, you don't really understand how they can be gone, because they were so active in the community and did so many things.
I agree with that.
And of course, everybody got one last chance to say goodbye to Nancy Reinisch the day after her memorial, the very last absolute no more Mother's Day mile, or so I've heard. Who knows? That may make a return again, but I think it was a great way for everybody that was touched by Nancy to come out and say goodbye. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the Glenwood Chamber and the 122nd Annual Strawberry Days Festival, the longest running, we believe, nobody has ever corrected us, continuous civic festival west of the Mississippi River. And I imagine east of the Mississippi, you're probably competing with people that have been around for, 200 years? I imagine there are probably some in, Florida and maybe New England that have been going around for that long. But west of the Mississippi, this is it. And that's why people come here from not only this area all over the state, but all over the country mm-hmm. to visit with family and friends and relatives. I imagine folks that may be from this area that have moved to other places for whatever reason, family or work, they still come back just because they enjoy it. And it's a great excuse to come back and visit.
Hence our theme, homecoming.
Yes.
That's right. When was this theme established, by the way?
Right when Tara came on board.
Okay. Was this your idea?
Well,
I told you the new guy always has these
now,
new ideas.
Let me be fair here.
Okay.
This was actually my husband's idea.
Okay.
he every year it's he goes, oh, it's just one big, reunion. It's just a big high school reunion, and he said everybody comes home for Strawberry Days, and so we were sitting there, and as we were talking about it, I said, oh, so it's like a homecoming. And then it just evolved from there. And and I think that Glenwood Springs is just such a wonderful place, and we've been through a lot the past couple of years, a lot of big changes, and it keeps on changing, but it's just a good reminder that we're still home. It's still a great place to be. Everybody still wants to come home and be a part of Strawberry Days and visit, and it's good.
Again, you can learn more, by the way, at strawberrydays.com, including the complete schedule of events for every day, all of the public events. So I was working through the Miss Strawberry Days schedule with Joni, and somehow I got off topic. I don't know how that ever happens. Again, tomorrow is the day that you'll meet and that the judging happens with these 14 candidates. Again, you mentioned that they start with 15-minute interviews, Joni.
Yep.
And after those 15-minute interviews, then what happens?
Then we'll have a big luncheon at 12 noon. We have a motivational speaker coming in to talk to the contestants while they're trying to have some downtime and have their lunch. And after that, in the afternoon, we'll do group interviews. So the contestants have no idea what that's going to be. It's a surprise. We explain it to them, and then they have usually about a half an hour. We put them in groups, probably about three or four groups, and then they have about a half an hour to come up with their presentation. And then they go in front of the judges, and they each get the same scoring as the entire group gets the same points for that. The group judging.
It is a scholarship contest. If these kids are going to be going to college, they better get used to the group project. So there you go. They'll probably be doing a lot of that in college, assuming they are pursuing higher education, which presumably they are, since that's the whole reason why they're asking for this scholarship money. How much is the scholarship, by the way, Joni?
It's $4,000 for Miss Strawberry Days. And $3,500 for first runner-up, $2,500 for second runner-up, and $500 for Miss Congeniality.
That's quite a bit. Mm-hmm. That would take a chunk out of first-year tuition for sure. No question about it.
We're always looking to up that, Bill. So we're always looking for donors to our foundation that could help us out with that.
And a number of great sponsors for Miss Strawberry Days every year. Now would be probably a great time to mention those.
Well, the sponsor that we actually have this year is the Glenwood Hot Springs. They sponsor the fashion show. And then the money for the scholarships comes out of our foundation to donors to our foundation throughout the year.
Okay. Speaking of the fashion show, that happens Thursday, June 20th at 6.
At 6 o'clock, yes, at the Glenwood Hot Springs. You can get a ticket at the chamber, free tickets, or from any contestant. Or you can get a ticket the evening of the show when you enter the hot springs. And then as you come in, you'll also get a ticket to vote for a contestant. So your favorite contestant, we've told them, bring your friends, family, neighbors, people you meet on the street, whatever. So you can get the votes, because that night, that one girl is going to get extra points from the judges. And typically the scores are really close for all the way from first place down to third or fourth. So this could really make it or break it for who wins that evening.
So if you know somebody that's competing for that scholarship, you want to get the free ticket at the Glenwood Chamber and show up Thursday night.
Exactly. Last year we had about 415 people at the fashion show, and the girls said they want to get 600 there this year. So come on, community, let's get there.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
It's really exciting fashion show, though. It's tons of fun. We have a DJ come in when the girls are walking down the runway. She's playing music, so it's going to be a blast. BJ D. Herrera is going to be the DJ this year.
Oh, yeah, okay. Or BJ the DJ.
As
she is known in those circles.
Yep.
I'm talking about the records. That would be the circles. Or CDs. Hard drives now, I guess. Anyway, you can learn more about all of this at strawberrydays.com. Again, that's just you might say, preliminary events. So that's through Thursday, and then Friday, of course, kicks off all the booths and all that in Sayre Park, or as it reverts back to during Strawberry Days, it becomes Strawberry Park again. We'll talk a bit about that when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, it's our annual Strawberry Days, what would I call it, lead-up to preparation, build-up to Strawberry Days. It's the build-up to Strawberry Days 2019, 122nd annual Strawberry Days celebration. Again, all kicks off kind of with the Miss Strawberry Days fashion show at the Glenwood Hot Springs on Thursday starting at 6 o'clock. Again, Angie Anderson, how long has it been that you've been the president of the Glenwood Chamber?
Just over a year. Year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was executive director before that, right?
No, I was... Okay. What was I?
She was the operation.
Yeah.
Has it really only been a year and a half?
Yes.
Wow. It seems like normally it's the other way around. It's been, you know, like 10 years, and I say, so it's been a year or two, right?
Yep. I've been with the chamber.
Right,
a lot longer.
I know,
that,
a lot longer.
Yeah.
It seemed like it had been longer than that since Marianne retired after 30-some years, a storied 30-some year career with the Glenwood Chamber. Wow. Amazing. Of course, kind of talking about Miss Strawberry Days, was it 15 years ago that it was kind of revamped and turned into the scholarship contest? The swimsuit competition, as it was completely taken out of the Miss Strawberry Days scholarship competition, replaced with the fashion show, which is not the same thing. Oh, by the way.
Exactly. We have outfits from retail stores in town. Creative outfits designed to go with the homecoming theme, the theme every year that we have. And then the last outfit is, what did I say, retail creative. And the last outfit is the outfit from the shop at the Glenwood Hot Springs.
So following with the theme of homecoming, will one of these outfits at the fashion show Thursday night, will one of the contestants be wearing a really thin neon green tie with, you know, in honor of the 80s? Anyway. Forget it. So that's Thursday night. Again, that's absolutely free. You can get a free ticket at the Glenwood Chamber downtown. Again, the fashion show starts at 6 o'clock. Over 400 people last year. And again, with each free ticket, you get a free vote for one of those contestants, and judges take that into consideration. So they get extra points for whoever is the fan favorite Thursday night. Then you'll actually crown Miss Strawberry Days Friday night.
Yes, and something new Friday night is they're going to get their Athena Leadership Certificate from the program that we had in May, and then they'll get a rose with that, and we'll do their bio. Ron Milhorn will read their bio, and then after that we'll do the crowning. So we're pretty excited about the new component, which is the Athena component.
And the crowning happens Friday night in Sayre Park.
6 o'clock.
Okay, so both 6 o'clock, Thursday and Friday night. Again, 6 o'clock at Sayre Park. Sayre Park may look a little bit different next year, actually. Speaking of Strawberry Days and the old Strawberry Park, as the city is looking to do some upgrades, not completely give it a facelift, but maybe just take care of some maintenance things that have been falling by the wayside for the last few years.
Yeah, the city has a survey actually online that folks can weigh in on, and they have three different options that they're looking at. So I know they would love to have as much input as possible.
Sure.
So check it out on the city's website.
At cogs.us. Is the Glenwood Chamber weighed in on that at all, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so can folks find more about the Glenwood Chamber's position on Sayre Park and the upgrades on the website?
Our comments came through and just generally, but
okay.
I don't think they've necessarily been separated out.
Will there be a carnival this year during Strawberry Days?
Unfortunately, not this year.
Okay. I know that's been something it's been tough to find a spot to host it. And so it's just one of those things that, number one, you have to book those over a year in advance, don't you? I imagine that's not getting any easier with fewer and fewer companies that are able to travel the country and put on those carnivals. And again, space is a consideration, as it always has been since... I think since I was in high school, then when you were in high school as well, and it just continues to be, and less real estate that's that big where you can actually host an event of that size. And, of course, there are other concerns and issues associated with that as well. So everything that happens in terms of the Strawberry Days events happen in Sayre Park, except, of course, for the parade and then the talent show.
That is correct.
Okay. And, again, it is renamed... Do you either any of you know the history of this, by the way, when they renamed it to Sayre Park from Strawberry Park? I thought it may have been when I was a kid, but maybe it was before that. I remember always hearing about Strawberry Park and how that's what they used to call it. And I don't know if it's because of Strawberry Days or if it's because of some history that I should have been paying more attention to that I wasn't.
No, that's something we should definitely look into.
What about the by the numbers? How many booths at this year's Strawberry Days?
This year we are going to have about 17 food booths. And we're looking at about 100, I want to say roughly 100 art vendor booths.
Absolutely fantastic. Of course, that's where you run into people.
Yeah.
Is when you're wandering around looking at the booths in Sayre Park, Strawberry Park. How many parade entries?
I think we have 57 this year. Yes, 57 parade entries.
We'll talk more about both of those when we come back, plus the stages, still family stage and main stage again this year.
Yep.
And the schedule, what you can see there. Again, if you want to skip ahead, it's Glenwood Chamber. It's strawberrydays.com. You can go to Glenwood Chamber's website, too, I suppose. Mm-hmm. You can probably get there as well, but it's a little bit different website, I imagine.
Yep.
Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking about Strawberry Days 2019, the 122nd annual longest-running civic festival west of the Mississippi River, right here in our own backyard. Angie Anderson, Joni Bates, Tara Harmon are here to talk about Strawberry Days this year. Obviously, Tara, as the events coordinator, is kind of in charge.
Yes.
Chamber is a small organization. It's kind of an all hands on deck kind of thing, especially
absolutely
weekend of Strawberry Day.
Absolutely.
It's kind of funny. Angie, before we got started, you know, I mentioned that Joni said you were the Three Musketeers. Angie was actually referring to herself as your assistant. But that's kind of how it is when you've got special events. So for Joni with Miss Strawberry Days, everybody else kind of becomes her assistant. Mm-hmm. So for Strawberry Days weekend, everybody else kind of de facto becomes your assistant for that, right, Tara?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I'm very lucky that we have such an amazing team. These girls are awesome, and I certainly wouldn't be able to pull all this off and do what I'm able to do without them, and it's been a great experience so far.
Well, and experience in history can play a big role in something like Strawberry Days, too, because, again, as the new person coming in, you want to try and make it your own. You want it to be better. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't have hired you if they didn't think that were the case. And there are some things that maybe they've tried in the past, and that's where that experience comes in. You know, that's a great idea. We thought so, too. We tried that a few years ago, and it just didn't pan out. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what, that's never been done before. Let's give it a run, see what happens.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I mean, like I said before, the approach this year was just to get through one festival, see how it goes. So that way I learn the ropes and kind of learn the flow. And then that way next year we can, you know, hopefully improve on some things and maybe have better approaches to another thing, you know, but definitely get one under my belt.
Right. And generally, for the most part, small changes.
Yes. Oh, I mean, Strawberry Days is, I mean, yeah.
it is
what
it
is.
Yeah.
And it's perfect the way it is. Sure. And, you know, obviously change is inevitable. And as we move forward through the years, you know, maybe another tree will go up in the park and something has to move. Or, you know, it's always something small like that. And, you know, so, yeah, we'll have a few changes, you know, throughout the years. But they'll always be very minimal because perfect the way it is.
Again, between food and art vendors in Sayre Park, weekend of Strawberry Days, 117 booths. When will they start setting up? On Friday morning?
No, they start setting up on Thursday.
Thursday
is going to be a big day around the park. Lots of people will be checking in and setting up, and they finish on Friday morning.
And then officially all those booths will open Friday afternoon.
Friday at noon. Yes.
Okay, so not 12:01, 12 sharp.
12
Tara
sharp.
Tara says it will be. Do you have a favorite booth, by the way, at Strawberry Days? I always ask Angie this, and she has a hard time coming up with a favorite.
You know, I don't think I do, actually. You know, for many years, my favorite booth was the gentleman that sold the Bloody Mary mix that had the really big mustache. Does anybody remember that?
I do.
And I think
I don't remember what it's called.
But yeah, yeah, and he just always stuck in my mind, and I think he was a very visual person, and he dressed the part. But otherwise, you know, I don't think he's been back for a couple of years, and so I don't have a favorite. And now I can't have a favorite. I love them all.
Equally. It's like having kids.
Equally, yes.
Joni, what about you? Do you have a favorite, like a favorite food vendor or something like that?
I really don't, and I'm lucky. I did used to have one. I shouldn't say that. There was a lady that came in every year and sold strawberry shortcake, and it was so amazing. Her name was Alice, and she's not around anymore, but it was pretty cool. She was there for years, and she always is in the same location, so I really miss her.
That's pretty cool when you have those same people coming back year after year in the same spot. It's kind of like, well, a homecoming of sorts.
It is for them.
Speaking of which, the Strawberry Days parade starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Again, the theme this year is homecoming. And what did you say, 57 floats?
Yes.
Obviously, you don't know what people are doing with the theme, but has anybody heard any rumors about creative floats?
I've had a couple people give me an idea of what they're planning on doing, and they're going to be pretty special, very creative. And the theme is just, it's kind of one of those easy themes, I guess, you know, I mean, you can really look at it in so many different angles, but no, I think it's something to look forward to.
I'll tell you, I don't know if, I'm sure I have, as I was joking with Angie, you know, when you get old, you tell all the same stories over and over and over again. When I was a kid, one of the floats that sticks out in my mind, two actually that stick out in my mind throughout the years, one was, so keep in mind, when I was a kid, there was still Mountain Bell. So this was, you know, before Quest and CenturyLink and Mountain West, or no, I'm sorry. What was it after U.S. West?
Oh, yeah.
So it's still Mountain Bell. They actually had a phone, like a phone float. It was the shape of a phone. I don't know what car was underneath it.
That's pretty
that
awesome.
They drove in, was it a Beetle maybe? Like an old Volkswagen Bug? Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
That's one of my favorites from over the years. And, of course, back in the day, Valley View would always have the precision bedpan team.
Yes.
And the precision lawn chair team from time to time as well.
Yeah.
That was always one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So
I like it when they get creative and come with these just fun, exciting floats. I think it's what makes the parade so great.
Yep, no question about it. Again, you can learn more about Strawberry Days at strawberrydays.com, including the schedules for both stages.
Yes.
Speaking of which, I don't know, what do you want to do first? Main stage, family stage?
I'm ready for both.
Okay. Well, the schedule is created such that you go back and forth, right? So that there's something going on continuously, but you kind of go back and forth between the main stage and the family stage.
Yeah, and it definitely is caters to the little ones. So that way, you know, adults can have adult time, you know, but can also travel down and make sure that all the little ones are having a good time as well. So there's a little something for everyone.
Okay. You want to run down the complete schedule?
Sure. Let's do that.
Be my guest.
Okay. Well, we'll start with Family Fest. This year, we do have a small change. Family Fest will be going on Friday evening as well.
Aha.
Haha.
Another one of those little changes.
Right. Small. So starting Friday evening around 5 o'clock, Legacy Dance is going to have a performance from about 5 to 5:30. And then 5:30 to 7, Salida Circus will be performing. So they do a variety of acts. They have aerialists, jugglers, jugglers. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, Family Fest will start up again around 11 o'clock, and Salida Circus will be there. And then they're going to have the announcement of the Strawberry Patch Kids, and that'll happen about noon. Ah, another small change. So this year, instead of having just the Strawberry Princesses, we now have the Strawberry Patch Kids. It's my understanding that a lot of the little boys wanted to be able to participate in something too, which I think is completely fair. And so now we've decided to change this program and open it up to boys too. And then that way everyone gets the opportunity to be a part of something. And okay. They all get to ride in the parade. And then on Thursday evening, they will do a project down at the library, an art project. And they all get a T-shirt. And then they'll be at Sarah Park to be announced at Family Fest.
At noon.
On Saturday.
Right after the parade.
Yes.
Speaking of noon Saturday, right after the parade, the old tradition of strawberries and ice cream still stands as well.
Yep, served by Kiwanis. Strawberries and ice cream provided by Renew. And they will be up top in the food court this year.
All right. So that's noon on the Family Fest stage. Then where do we go from there?
All right. From there, Jammin' Jim, he's going to be performing on the Family Fest stage. He's kind of been a mainstay for a couple years, and so he'll be there. Noemi, she's going to be there doing a lot of singing and dancing and interactive games with the kids.
She's a hoot.
She is. She's so great. She will also have a booth this year doing face painting.
Hmm.
So... Salida Circus will perform again, and then we're going to end Saturday with Alyssa with Evergreen Zero Waste. So they're going to do a little demonstration and teach everyone, you know, about what composting and recycling, and then talk about how to go about doing that.
Okay. Family Fest stage on Sunday as well?
Sunday, yes. Starts off around 10 o'clock. We're going to have Jammin' Jim perform again, and he's actually going to teach juggling in various things, so it's a good family event.
I will make sure to show up.
Absolutely. and then we'll have a pie-eating contest provided by Village Inn.
Which is another one of those staples.
You got it. And then we're going to end the day, which will actually be the majority of the day. We're going to do an art mural. And so everyone is welcome to come and participate, pick up a paintbrush and paint a little bit. We had a local... student from Two Rivers Community School, win the little competition, and they're going to be painting his art.
Oh, cool.
So we're very excited.
So it's a big art mural. So where is it going to end up?
It is going to end up at Two Rivers. So he'll get to be very proud, and they'll hang it at his school.
Oh, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. I was always jealous of the kids that had that talent.
He's very creative, and it's a beautiful piece of art. And it's awesome. Actually on our website, so you can see it now. If you'd like.
Again, strawberrydays.com.
Yep. And it will also, there would be a picture of both Sebastian and his artwork in the wrap, which will be out on Wednesday.
Sweet. So then the main stage. I know how the main stage starts because that's with the Miss Strawberry Days crowning on Friday night, right?
Actually, we have a little bit of a change this year for that.
Okay.
So Friday, music will actually start at 5 o'clock. We're kind of calling it a little happy hour session.
Okay.
Andre Orcutt, who is a local, well, grew up here. He actually currently lives in Denver, but he's going to come back for homecoming. And
was it his parents that owned Sears in the mall?
I don't know.
It was Alan and I can't remember her name.
I don't know, actually.
I wonder.
Yeah, anyway. I wonder. I'll have to ask him.
Do that. But... And I'll ask you that again next year. Because I won't remember this.
Yeah. But no, I'm very excited. So he's going to come and play some music for us. So we'll have, you know, just a little music to get things going. And then we'll do the Miss Strawberry Days competition. And then we will end Friday evening with Brothers Keeper. So we're quite excited that they will be performing. And I believe they start around 7:30.
Talk a little bit more about them.
They are a local group. Well, I'm sorry. They all currently live locally, but they have performed with various, you know, big artists all over. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
John Popper. They played with him a couple years ago at Strawberry Days.
Okay. Interesting.
And others. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Many others all over.
And I'm sure, do you have like a link to their website or a YouTube channel or something like that on your website?
I do believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
Again, that's strawberrydays.com. So that's Friday night on the main stage. Then Saturday, again, the parade starts at 10 o'clock,
yep.
ends around noon, and free strawberries and ice cream in Sayre Park, as has been the tradition since long before I was born. I know that. That's yes. one thing I am certain of, Angie. and then you kind of kick off the Family Fest stage at noon on Saturday. Then on the main stage, when do things kick off?
Main stage, things kick off around 12:30. We've got a variety of local groups that will be performing throughout the weekend. So 12:30 will be the Feeding Giants.
Okay.
Then around 3 o'clock, Whiskey Stomp will take the stage. About 5 o'clock, we have Thunk. And then we are going to end the evening with the $6 Million Band. They are a regional act out of Denver, and they are an 80s tribute band.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be there. So many great Saturday night headliners going back the last 10 or 15 years. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, out of all the changes that I've seen in Strawberry Days, I think that's one of the most visible, one of the most exciting. It seems to be the one that people really respond to. Would you agree with that, ladies?
Yes.
Weigh
Saturday
in if
night's
you'd like.
Always the big seems to be the biggest night when mm-hmm. most people come out, so it's always a great time.
And the beer garden will be open, of course, as
yes.
well. What are the hours? I assume it closes at like 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night.
It does close at 10 o'clock, yes, on Friday and Saturday, and it'll close at 4 on Sunday.
Okay. So speaking of Sunday, what are the main stage events on Sunday?
Sunday, we will start the day around 11 o'clock with Rodrigo. Rodrigo currently performs, I believe, every Friday and Saturday over at the Hotel Colorado. Oh. So you can, perhaps catch him before this weekend.
And actually, before that, let's not forget the pancake breakfast from the Glenwood,
oh, yes.
Glenwood Rotary is
yep.
having the pancake breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And that starts at 7:30.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that actually tomorrow. Pam Pine is coming in to talk about
that. Oh, excellent.
Also.
Yeah.
But just to make sure that we mention everything that's on the schedule.
Well, and in conjunction with that, CMC alumni, they are going to have a little stand right next to the ticket booth for the Rotary Pancake Breakfast that morning. So the first 100 alumni that arrive for breakfast will have their breakfast paid for by CMC.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Free breakfast does not suck.
Right? Never. And so more information, though, for that can also be found on our website. And
again, strawberrydays.com.
You got it.
Okay. So continuing on, after Rodrigo.
After Rodrigo, Umberto Fonte will perform. And then we will end the festival with Straygrass. So that's the lineup.
What about Straygrass?
And Straygrass, they are a bluegrass band, fairly local as well. And so that which we were really excited about. All of the bands that are participating in this year's festival have a connection to Glenwood Springs. So they either live in the valley, work in the valley, they're from the valley, their wife lives here, from here, you know. So we made sure that
second cousin five times removed.
Sure.
Okay.
But that way it's still...
But there's some kind of local connection.
You got it.
I actually like that. I appreciate that.
Yep.
And it fits with the theme, too.
Exactly.
Of homecoming. I like that actually quite a bit.
And I do have to make sure that I mention on Sunday, actually throughout the weekend, I'm sorry, the Glenwood Springs Art Guild is going to have an art estate sale of Pat Winters. I think she's a longtime local, and that will be over at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church throughout the weekend.
And speaking of churches, one more thing that I forgot to mention earlier. On Friday, that's Pi Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At the Methodist Church downtown, which is also has been, used to be the Hospital Auxiliary, which has since mm-hmm. disbanded. And so now that is also being taken up by the Glenwood Rotary.
Yep.
Actually, that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. We already talked about the pancake breakfast, so
oh,
I have a hard time keeping it all straight.
One more event. We have the Kiwanis Ball Race on Sunday as well.
Okay. Again, so information about all of this stuff at strawberrydays.com.
And Strawberry Shortcut. Don't forget that.
And Strawberry Shortcut.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about things that have been going on forever. Yeah. I guess any final thoughts? Have we not mentioned any sponsors?
Alpine Bank is our presenting sponsor. We absolutely could not pull off this event without their support. Glenwood Springs Ford sponsors the parade. Mm-hmm. The main
main stage
is sponsored by Bighorn Toyota and Roaring Fork Sotheby's.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Strawberries is sponsored by SGM. We have a number of Cool Zone sponsors.
Yes.
That's another thing folks will want to go check out.
That's one of the new changes.
Yeah.
We didn't have a Cool Zone.
Yeah, this will actually be a cooled space with misters this year. Mm-hmm. And you can get free strawberries all weekend from Renew Roaring Fork.
All weekend.
All weekend long.
And they are also they are providing the strawberries and ice cream for the free strawberries and ice cream this year.
Again, the website is strawberrydays.com. And I guess if there are any questions that we didn't answer, you can always call the Glenwood Chamber at 945-6589. Mm-hmm. And one of the friendly folks that always answers the phone is always friendly when I call, saying, Angie, what do you think about this?
Well, Gabe, I love it when
I think you're crazy. But let's give it a try anyway.
I just have one thing to mention. I promised I would. Is that the Mix is going to be playing with the Strawberry Shortcut on Sundays.
Oh,
so
okay.
So you can run with some music. That always makes it a lot more enjoyable. And then go have some pancakes.
Absolutely. Yes. If you're not familiar, the Mix is some of the members of the former band already gone.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of the new.
And they're also
evolution.
They are the Feeding Giants. They're just a smaller.
I did not know that.
Smaller. So it's the Feeding Giants, I believe, is three of them. And then the Mix, I think, is the group of five. But they're all kind of.
I'll take your word for it. I know. In music, at a small area like this, everybody plays music with everybody else.
Yeah.
Is kind of my experience. Again, strawberrydays.com is the website. Anything else? Last chance.
I just wanted to say, you can have strawberries and ice cream before anything even happens at the fashion show.
You can have them twice.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
We kick that event off at the very end of the fashion show. As you're exiting, they're going to be handing out free strawberries and ice cream thanks to the Glenwood Hot Springs Resort.
Awesome. So that's Thursday night.
Thursday night. So that'll be your first chance at getting strawberries and ice cream.
Thank you for saying that.
And I wanted to thank all of the people that helped me put on the Miss Strawberry Days Scholarship competition, because I couldn't do it without them. And my two co-chairs are Amanda Shard and Michaela Gettler Kane, and I could not put this on without them, and all my judges and everybody else that helps out.
You know, I have to absolutely second that. I've had an enormous amount of help from so many people to do this, and you know, I am just so unbelievably grateful, and everyone's been patient, especially Terry Wilson. Very, very patient with me. And I couldn't be more appreciative. It's made this experience smooth. It's made it fun, and it's just been wonderful.
And again, unfortunately, this year, just to make sure everybody knows, no carnival this year. It sounds like that's going to be the status quo for a while, Angie, just because space is not available. And it is what it is. I guess, you know, sometimes that's progress, you know, without the space available to have a big event. And again, it is a huge event. Mm-hmm. And it's, I know I, where did I read? Somewhere. Terry was saying, you know, from a security standpoint, for the police department to be spread all the way across town, it's a concern for them as well. And so just for the time being, no carnival for Strawberry Days at this point until something changes.
But we have tons of great things happening at the park and throughout the weekend.
Well, actually, it's easier because everything is right there.
Right.
You know, everything happens in Sayre Park for the most part.
Yeah.
Again, learn more at strawberrydays.com. And I guess if we don't see you before, we'll see you next year around this time.
Thanks, Gabe.
I always look forward to Angie's call every year saying, you know what, do you have time to talk about Strawberry Days? Do I have time? Did you know, Angie, that Strawberry Days, the carnival, used to be held? Okay. All the best. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.